imagination game. Well, you know, if people are ready for a question, they'll answer every time true. There stirs a desire within them, whether they know it or not, to base their lives on truth, because truth is going to work out the same every time. You're building your house on a rock. We must be urgent, however, as this desire usually almost disappears in adulthood, in brackets, and maturity, in brackets. Since young people especially respond to the call of truth, we should and do base our serious approach to them on this basis. Our serious approach. You don't get serious with them until they're sitting down. Let's start at the fundamentals generally. That is, why should you go through every argument, every time, every way? You understand? You go to where they're at, try and start in headway. You don't need to build all that much of a case for 16 or 18 year olds. Cut corners where you can. Start sort of in the middle. Now, here's where the example is. That's hard, that stuff there, isn't it? And yet that's what you need more than the example. But the examples are the fun, aren't they? We've all heard the phrase, the Bible makes a lot of sense. To cop out when they say it. However, God has put much in the Bible that unsaved people recognize as true. And secondly, we can use this as a doorway to the bridge itself. We should use this underselling approach in just getting the book open and reading. You know, the Bible makes a lot of sense. That's like an underselling statement. Underselling. And they'll agree. And they need to get the Bible open in front of them. You know that? You never did it, though, did you? You never walked up on the street while you're knocked down, dragged out, or talking to a man and say, hey, you know, the Bible really makes a lot of sense. Did you know that? They're going to say, yes. It's an easy win, right? So you're there with the Bible open and they dare not move because they just said it makes sense. They can't run away from something that they say makes sense. Alright. Now here is where this is the knockdown, drag out whole thing with the truth and reason thing and witnesses all wrapped up. Here is where what we call the gray verses comes in. Show him things that he can readily accept no matter how terrible they may be. Now what you're doing is you're trying to show him his need to get saved. Well, you don't whip out, you must be born again.